All right, good vak. We're up to Sif Chav Gimel. We just touched it last week. We started it. Let's do it again. This is Misadrin. This is the home stretch. This is Sif Chav Gimel. Is the Yisoidis of Misadrin. When you come to collect a Choy from a Loiva who doesn't have the ability, might not be able to afford to pay off the Choy, you Misadrin, you let him have some stuff, but you take away everything else. You leave him just basically the... fundamentally, the basic necessities. Let's see how it plays itself out. Come. Sivchav Gimel, Kishi Yagiz Mana Peroin. When it comes the time to pay, Obolig Bais Chayvai, and it's time to collect the Chayv, Mesajin Labal Chayv, Yom Mesajin Labal Chayv. We allow for the Bal Chayv to have some, like I said, basic necessities. Ketzad. Oimrim Laloiva, you tell the Loiva, Havo Kala Matalton Shiesh Lecha, bring us all the metalton that you have, don't leave out even one needle. Even the klei echon nefesh. That means even though in Hilchis Mashkin you now let it take a klei echon nefesh, but when it comes time for peroin, gviya, you're allowed to take from klei echon nefesh. Whatever it takes to pay up. So it's a chid. It means there's a lav there, I see now to take klei echon nefesh. That's only when you take it as a mashkin. The Shainim explained the time. It's because klei echon nefesh, but when the malva seizes the klei echon nefesh as security, it's sitting idle and doing nothing. Klei echon nefesh sitting by the malva doing nothing. So that the Torah was against taking something which is a klei echon nefesh and sort of destroying it or temporarily putting, making it not usable. That's the problem. But you want to be goyvit? You could be goyvit, then you'll use it. That's not a problem. That's not a problem of the lava of the lava klei echon nefesh. V'noisen loy. And we leave for this loiva, me'akol, from all his assets, all we leave him is mazon lamed yoyim, food for 30 days, kebein anisha be'ir, like an average person in the city, afo pishachot chiluk ani, even though at the beginning he ate like an ani, he muchid, and he taka, didn't even eat like a normal person, we go even better. We'll leave him enough money that he'll be able to eat like a normal person. Why would we do that? So if you look in the smas of Katan Memches, at the beginning he was mitzamseim, kedela farnes mehamoisel of neve. So he was desperate. He had to feed his family and have pay his bills. So therefore he mamish lived on the bare minimum. But now shein noisen len klum, we don't leave him over anything for his family, which we'll see shortly. Ein tzarik lahariv nafshoi. He's not mechuyev to starve himself b'shvil hamalva because of the malva, and therefore we allow him to take kebenani. We allow him to. We leave over enough that he could live. He could eat as a normal person. Let's continue in the Machaba.
One second, if he doesn't eat it, can he give it to his family?
It's like a catch-22. So I don't know, I mean, I hear. I'm not supposed to leave him over anything for his family.
Right, but you left him a normal meal, which is, but he's matik himself, and eats a half a meal and gives the other half to his family.
So l'chay, once I'm leaving it for him, so he has the right to take over and invite to again be mitzamzeim and leave over some of the food for his family. Even though, I mean, I'm not misadjin for his family, but I'm misadjin for him, and then he do whatever he wants. If he wants to fast that day, so let him fast that day. I hear the cheshbon, I'm not sure. I hear, because I could argue, I could say, yeah, but to the extent he's taka is ma'ariv nafshoi, so now he doesn't need it, so he should be paying the malva with the extra food, not giving it to his wife. So now he'll give his wife anything. So l'chayra, if he wants to invite to do that, then l'chayra he would have to give it back to the malva. But I hear a shaila. Uksus shnei masachay, let's just go back to the machaba. We leave him over ksus for 12 months. And again, even by ksus, the Rishonim, that means Ramahu just said that we give over Kebenani Shabi'ir, that Rishon, the Nemuk Yosef, says the same thing B'negeya to Ksus. That is, that if at the beginning he was walking around with garments that had holes in them and they weren't doing its job, or thin garments in the winter, he wasn't walking around with a winter coat and he was hurting himself, but he couldn't afford better, but he had to do it because he had to provide for his family. Good, but now that we're Masada, we'll leave over enough that he could have a normal clothes. He could have a coat. He could have clothes that don't have holes in them. He could clothe himself properly, not wealthy, but properly like a normal person. The same thing, just like by food, we do the same thing by clothes. Okay, let's see. We're going to have to go back to it and understand why. Good. Uksush neimas ha-kodesh. We leave him over enough clothes for 12 months. Like I said, kebenani, like an average person. V'loy shol yubash big day meshi. And not that he should wear expensive clothing, silk clothing, or mitznefes zehuvo, or a golden mitznefes. No, that we don't allow. Ela ma'avirim oisa mimeno. We take away his fancy clothing. And instead, we give him normal clothing. So at the end of the day, he's left with a normal clothing like for a benini. Now, what's this lashon ksus haruuyuloi? That's normal for him. So chayru, we just said we give him over kebenini. What's that extra lashon haruuyuloi? So the Pesach Chayshin has two pshatim. What does it mean ksus haruuyuloi? Either means ksus haruuyuloi means the garments that he needs, which means. Everyone knows that we have all different uniforms. The baker needs his set of clothing, and the painter needs his set of clothing, and the construction worker needs his set of clothing, and the rabbi needs his set of clothing. Everyone needs his set of clothing. So we leave him over clothing as a beinoni for his profession. Whatever is ru'uy aloy, that's what we'll leave. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, he says, it's ksus ha-ru'uy lo'yud beis chodesh. We work our clothing, every individual works his clothing differently. Some people wear out his pair of shoes in a year. Some people wear a pair of shoes in 9 months. Some people wear a pair of shoes in 5 years. Everyone works and uses up his clothing at different levels. Some people get holes in their suits so they come shiny. I don't know what, after a few months. Some people could keep them for a long time. So whatever is roi loi, the way his habit is to wear his clothing, we leave him enough clothing that should last for 12 months.
Did it include Shabbos clothing?
So the answer is no. It does not include Shabbos clothing. The chinuch, we said, the chinuch in Simen Shin in Mitzah Shin Nun, and there's also a Chubis Mabit, Chele Gimel Kuf Yudalit, and there's also Knesset Zagdol over here, Nagoyes Atosiv Chavdal. They all say that over here, the ksus you're leaving over is only weekday clothing, not Shabbos clothing.
Who
wears weekday clothing?
Even if he is a painter.
Yeah, so who wears weekday? Who washed them, and who wears weekday clothing? Exactly.
Why is it any different than Haruyloi?
Painter's Shabbos, that's what I need for myself. A Shabbos is it's an extra, something extra to have Shabbos clothing. L'moshel, let's play this out and let's see how it goes. L'moshel. Sorry? Right, let's play this out. L'choyro, one could say that pshat is because the Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, that I say Shabbat Chachoyo Val Ditztarek L'Brias. You're supposed to make your Shabbos chaldik, whatever, wear your weekday clothing, weekday food, weekday everything, do everything weekday, and B, not to come on to the Brias, not to come on to Tzedakah. So the same idea is that you want the Mavah to do your toiv and leave you over the basic necessities, fine, but Shabbos is really something extra. Adarabba, I say Shabbat Chachoyl, and then, fakir, don't ask the Mavah for a handout that she should leave you Shabbos clothing. Don't do that. Adarabba, make your Shabbos like a Chachoyl. That's the Chachoyl, what you could say. I rather found this pshat this week. I found it in the Kerem Shloimeh. Utaka says this pshat. He says that the chinuch doesn't say a makar. He didn't have the chinuch to choose my bit, whatever. It doesn't say a makar. He says that that's mustama, his makar. The only thing is, if that was his makar, then I have a problem. So then, l'chay should be same thing for food. When I left him over for 30 days worth of food, was I leaving over 30 days worth of food? And that means on Shabbos, he shouldn't have three sudas. He should only have two sudas. And the sudas that he should have are just the basic sudas, cereal and milk. Or did I leave him over enough money that he could have fish, flesh, whatever it is on Shabbos? What did I leave him? We didn't find anyone who says that the food we cut into his Shabbos. It sounds like Mistimus had drawn that on the Shabbos, we let him have Shabbos food. And it's only on clothing that we cut into his clothing. So you have to know why. To the extent the makor would be Asei Shabbat Chachoyl, then say the same thing for food. Asei Shabbat Chachoyl and only weekday food. Why are you eating Shabbos food for? If I say Sakari, that wasn't his makor. We're going to have to revisit this shortly and get a Hagdara here. Fine. Let's just go a little weiter and then we'll try to put it all together. Umita we leave him over a bed to sit on. That's the way they used to eat. They used to eat on beds to recline, but it's like a chair. Umita umatza and a bed with linen. V'shar tzarcha amita haru'im loy lishan aleim. Vim hoya ani, if he was a poor person, we leave him over a mita umapitz. Mapitz, Rashi and Shabbos and Pesach Mishnayos, I think in Kalim says mapitz is made out of reeds, konim. So he didn't have like a normal mattress. He used to, his mattress was made out of reeds. So that's what he's used to sleeping on. So we give him that type of mattress. A wealthier person who sleeps on a choshava mattress will leave him his choshava mattress. That's the beginning. That's a mita umatza. A matza is a choshava mattress. That's for a wealthy person. For a poor person, we leave him a mita umapetz lishanolav. Excellent. Very good. Now we're getting to it. So basically, let's understand, let's just work this out, get the klolim, and then we see that it's just slicing each other, menei obey. Here we have, let's go start from the beginning. It says that for food, even if he starved himself at the beginning, we have to leave him kebein and isha be'ir. We have to leave him like an average person. And for clothing, the same thing. Even if he wore tattered clothing, holes in them, no, we have to give him a wardrobe, not a kovedik, but at least an average wardrobe, a coat, a normal wardrobe, we have to leave him over. So till now, he was acting like a nani. No, that we'll give him his regular wardrobe, right? But when it comes to sleeping, and he's sleeping on this straw mattress, no problem. Then we don't give him a regular mattress. We let him have his straw, onidika mattress. We'll let him have that mattress. Why not? Why don't over here we say the same thing? You should give him kebenini. How do the two halakha shtim one with each other? So, l'chayyeh, what you have to say is, you have to be magda this, but you have to say like this, is that by the mattress, the level of the mattress is only for comfort level. You can sleep on the straw mattress, it's just not comfortable. He's used to sleeping on that mattress. So for him, I don't have to do better. For comfort, he's already used to that, so it's not a problem. By shaking by food, when a person starves himself, or when he goes around with tattered clothing, walks outside in the winter without a coat, it's not pshat, it's a matter of comfort. It's beyond, it's a matter of health. He's not getting the basic necessities. He's just not making it. He's being mazik, his guf. He can't help it because he can't afford anything more, that's fine. But be'etzim, it's not just a matter of comfort, it's a matter of health. So for health, something that's being mazik is guf, that we have to leave him kebein and ishevier. He has to have the normal standard. When it comes to something that's only for comfort, then we see what he's ragel. If he's ragel for less, we leave him less. If he's ragel for more, we leave him more. And the truth is, if an ani was used to sleeping on a matzah, we'll let him keep his matzah if he was a chosh of a mattress. It's whatever he normally uses for comfort, then we'll leave him because that's his comfort level. That is fine. We don't have to do better. If he was going around till now with a mappets, that's fine. That's not our problem. But when it comes to health, then it's more important. When it comes to mazik is guf, then we have to notch it up to kibbeinini. That's okay what you have to say. But let's take it even further. So So we made a distinction right now between something which is health, we got to give him kebenity, something that's only comfort, whatever his normal level was. Fine. But let's go.
By usher, you give him less, no?
So that's very good. So let's see the sma in Sivkot and Memches. In the middle of that sma, we started the sma already. We did that first part of the sma, that until now he was starving himself, we give him kebenini. Now Zok, the sma continues, v'hu adin ipcha, so too inversely true. If until now he was eating like a wealthy person, what do you do? What we do is, we downgrade him, kebenini. Just like if he was eating too little, we upgrade him like a benini. If he was eating too much, he's eating like a wealthy person, we'll downgrade him to like an average person. We give him like an average, just like we see by Ksus. Till now he's wearing these fancy clothing, mitznefes, zehuva, big day meshi, we take it away from him, and we only leave him a normal wardrobe. So too, if he was eating his heart's delight, steaks every night, we take that away from him and we empty his freezer, and instead we give him Cheerios and whatever, macaroni and cheese, I don't know, pizza. We'll give him whatever benini is, fish or mole, whatever it is, we'll give him kebenini. We'll take away his achila from anoshe. That's what the sma says. And his tushtel is just like we see by ksus. Fine. That's what the sma says. It's not just the sma. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Avot here, Sif Hei, says the same thing. He paskins that by anoshe, well, if he ate like a nosher, we'll downgrade him to an average person. Now the problem is, that's very nice he brought a raif from ksus, but I have a raif haket from a mattress. The halach is by the matzah, if he was till now sleeping on a chosh of a mattress, we allow him to continue to sleep on a chosh of a mattress. Why aren't we downgrading him there?
He can't sleep.
So, in the area, he's trying to eat. He's used to eating a lot of food and steaks and whatever. He needs those foods.
But he's still eating.
So here too, he's still sleeping. I'll give him a thinner mattress.
He can't sleep on that mattress.
Why can't he sleep? I'll give him a mattress that the average person in the city sleeps on. He'll get used to it.
He's not used to it,
but he'll get used to it. This guy's also not used to eating like an average person. He's eating like a glutton. But we'll make sure we'll downgrade it. We'll give him a food planning. We'll send him to a dietitian, and we'll get him to be a normal person. So Toti here, we'll give him a normal mattress and get him used to sleeping on a normal mattress. Why by food we downgrade him? And why by a mattress don't we downgrade him? Akasha, what's going on? We need a beer. Truth be told, is that the Sma is arguing with a region. He didn't have it. But the Truvitz Maram Rattenberg says, Mefurish, not like the Sma. You can look it up. It's in Tefus Prague, Simen Nun Aleph. Over there, Maram says, what would be if he was eating till now like an usher? Zogdev, if he was eating till now like an usher, we let him eat like an usher. Not a problem. Continue to eat like an usher. He just says that tonight, that's only if until now he was eating like an usher because he was able to afford to eat like an usher. And times turned, and that became an oni. So we allow him to keep his normal hergel of eating like an usher. But if until now he was eating like an usher when he wasn't supposed to, because he was an ani and he was pretending to be an usher all along, he was spending his money, wasting his money, no, then we'll take it away from him and give him like a benini. That's true, we were like an ani, whatever, but we won't allow him to keep on eating like an usher. Good, but let's say until now he was eating.
So what was the swara for that?
Why is the Maram say which way?
No, in other words,
because till now he had no right to eat like an usher. Because he had no right. Because he was foolish then too. He had no right. He had no schus to eat like an usher. And he wasn't doing the right thing. If until now he was eating like an usher when he was supposed to be eating like an usher, he had the right to. So besides this, and then we'll allow him to continue to eat like an usher. But when he had no right to eat like an usher, then we'll take it away. But what I see from the Maram is the first half. Mufush, not like this man, the Shukran Akarab. I see that when he was eating like an usher, when he was allowed to eat like an usher, we continue to help him to eat like an usher. Not like this ma. Only thing is, on the Chuz Maram, you have the kasha the other way around. This ma brought a right from Ksus. What's the chilik between food that when he's eating like an usher, we allow him to continue, and if he's dressed like an usher, we don't allow him to continue? Now the kasha is, but Oifin, Rabbi said, the kasha is between a mattress and Ksus. By Ksus, we downgrade him to be a normal person. His fancy clothing, we take away. And by a mattress, when he has a kasha of a mattress, we allow him to keep using the kasha of a mattress. So now what's... It's a stira minei abei. The Machlokes Sma and Maram is just which one to be medame to. Okay. But minei abei is a stira. What's going on? Why by clothing do we downgrade him to an average person? And why by a mattress do we allow him to stay like a kasha of a person? If he was used to having a kasha of a mattress, we allow him to have a kasha of a mattress. So I think the pshat is...
The food is different.
Oh, why?
If you're married, for example...
It's not just food. We're saying a mattress too.
If you're married, for example, yeah, if you're used to certain food, and then you remarry,
okay,
and you get different food, you can't eat it if you're not used to it.
Right.
But clothing you can get accustomed to.
You took out experience. Yeah, clothing get accustomed. Okay, but by a mattress, you see, by a mattress, not like that. The mice by a mattress, you have a chosh of a mattress, and you don't downgrade. By mattress, also you can't get used to an average mattress.
Also, if you go to a hotel and you got a mattress made of different, and you twist and turn, you can't sleep.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. So I would like to suggest the following chilek, and I'll show you a proof that your Torah is not correct. I'll say, Nunei Bey, we'll see, 1 second. It's like this. I think the chilek is, I want to suggest that the chilek is when the guy's wearing fancy clothing, what's the purpose of that clothing? The clothing keeps him warmer. It's fancy because it's better clothing. It's status. Means it's only meant for COVID. It's only meant to show off. It's not meant be'ikah for a tzarech hatashrish of the God, right? The ikah why a person has a fancier clothing is because status, or even yoifi, forget status, he doesn't care what other people do. But himself, he likes, it looks good on him. He likes to look good. It's not something which is a tzarech haguf, it's not even comfort. It's only because he likes to look good. It's a nice thing. When something looks good, when you're doing it for looking good, it's very nice, but body, you don't have a right, so to speak, to look good anymore, because you're a nani. You can't afford to look good anymore, not on the Malvus Cheshbon. So we got to take away the Big Day Meshi, and we'll take away the Mitznefes Zehuva, and we'll give it to the Malva. That's not a problem. When it comes to food, mattress, which is a matter of comfort, It is a tzarech hagof. Okay, it's not being mazik the gof, not health, but it's something that I use for myself. It's something that I'm used to doing. To the extent that I'm used to doing it till now, and I had a right to be used to doing it till now, then the malva has a chiv to make sure to continue to allow me to be used to my hergel. That is my maksarya. I have to be used to that, and that's what I'm doing till now, and I should continue doing that till now. In other words, anything which is chashuv, and I'll bring you a raya to this. What's my raya? Is what would be if a guy was sleeping on a fancy mattress, not a chosh of a mattress, a better mattress, not a mito or matzah, but is sleeping on a fancy mattress, which Ramban says, what's his lashon? Yeah. Ramban Kuf Yedalet says, if he has a kar v'keses shel meshi, v'kli milas, it was made out of silk or fancy stuff, that was the mattress that you had, Zok Ramban, mavir mimena, we take it away from him. That's what he was used to. Tough. You have no right to be used to that anymore. Because there, you're not doing it because it's more comfortable. You're doing it because it's prettier. Oh, it's prettier. We're going to take it away and give it to the malva. You don't have a right to have pretty things anymore. You can't afford to have pretty things. But if something which is comfort, and that's what you used to, as they mak sorry, the Indian of tzedakah, it's me'ein, the Indian of tzedakah, misajim loy, will allow you to have something else comfort. So that bella quality suit. So you have to know. And what's better about it?
Warmer.
It's warmer, so if it's warmer, then yes, we'll allow you to keep it. Enochanami. But if it's only prettier, then that will take away.
Isn't there a halacha that in giving tzedakah, there was a person who was a nosher, but to fulfill a mitzvah of tzedakah, you give him according
to what he's used to. Day maksari. Correct. They might say. I'm taking halfway. That you do see here. I mean, you don't. It's mafurch alak that will take away his big day meshe mitznevezuva. I'm just telling you, showing you a chilek that if it's for beauty, we'll take it away. But if it's for comfort, we'll allow you to use it, provided you were used to. Till now. Means if you're until now sleeping on a Muppets, we don't give you a fancier bed. But if until now you are sleeping on a better quality mattress, then we'll allow you to continue to sleep. Staka goes Lachar all the way. Lachar. Correct.
The Muslim is stuff like a baby.
Who?
It's like a baby.
Who? Muslim? No, but if he was... No, that is if he was eating till now like a poor person. But the Ram says if he was eating till now like a wealthy person, we allow him to continue to eat like a wealthy person. That's the Chuvis Maram. The Aruch HaShulchan is also, says this by himself, argues with the Sma, doesn't even tell you, just says it by himself that a Muslim, if he was eating like a wealthy person, we allow him to continue to eat like a wealthy person, no Makar, but he himself bamegs the Sma's problem, and he says, Aiksus, you see, not like that. His Lashon is, you can look it up, Zivka Vav, he says, "Einu idayim ala beged mepnei shetzar hamazin merubim mishal beged." Tzar hamazin, like you were trying to say, perhaps, is worse than beged. So the problem is, what do you do with mattresses? By mattresses, we allow him to have his better quality mattress, and that's not mazin. So you have to know how to play it out. But now let's go back. Remember we discussed before about weekday clothing? How come we don't give him Shabbos clothing? And yet for Shabbos food, it seems like we would be giving him Shabbos food. We don't see any of the Achreinim, Rishonim making this chilek. What's the chilek? So I think Dvaita the same thing. I know you guys aren't going to jump on me, but what's the difference between the Shabbos suit and the weekday suit? So I'll talk by myself. It's only nicer, l'mosha, because after I use the Shabbos suit for a while, that becomes my weekday suit, and then I buy a new Shabbos suit. My Shabbos hat turns into the weekday hat, and then I buy a new hat. It means it's nicer. It's fresher, it's neater, it's a nicer suit. Same suit, same wool, keeps me the same warm, it's just a nicer suit. It's nicer, we're going to take it away from you. A Shabbos suit, we'll take it away from you. You have no right to be nice. You have no right to be pretty, so we'll take it away from you. Shabbos, I say Shabbat Chachol. You have no right to have covered Shabbos and the Malva's Cheshvan, your own money. My Shein came when it comes to food, that's a different story. When it comes to food, when you're eating a Shabbos Suda, it wasn't because it's prettier, it's better. You're used to it. You enjoy it more. So it's something that's for comfort. If it's comfort and that's what you're used to, then we allow you to continue to have that comfort level. So for Shabbos food, we'll allow you to have. Shabbos suits, we won't allow you to have. Majankin, if you learn like the Sma, so you have to know, like the Sma holds that we're going to downgrade your clothing and we'll downgrade your food. So let's downgrade your food on Shabbos too and make you only have weekday food. And Elamai, you're going to tie in it because a Beinoni, every Beinoni also has Shabbos food. So then let's go the other way. Then every Beinoni also has Shabbos suits too. So then we should allow you to have a Shabbos suit because we give you a din like a Beinoni. So how can we take away your Shabbos suits? If the halacha is, we have to always give you like a Beinoni. So what's the difference between that and your Shabbos suits? And Elamai is mukhuk, and I'm telling you that really the chilik is, if it's for beauty, you have no right to it. And Shabbos suits is only for beauty. Machenkin, if it's for comfort, your comfort level, what you're used to eating or what you're used to having, what you're used to sleeping on, that we'll have to keep on giving you.
It's only food. It's
the Shabbos oneg. Right. So that oneg is also enjoyable. I love to eat my popcorn Shabbos afternoon. My mics and whatever, the latest notch, the paintbrushes, whatever it is. I love to eat it. So that's my oneg Shabbos. That's what I'm used to. I can't go Shabbos without it. Shabbos. That's sorry?
I don't enjoy potatoes on Shabbos. Okay?
Good.
To me, so you're going to force me to eat potatoes?
No, forget. Your Shabbos food, that's what I'm saying. Your Shabbos food will allow you to eat. Why? Because that's a comfort level. That's what you're used to. What? But your Shabbos clothing will take away because that's only for beauty.
But it's not true. You don't, in your gym clothes are good on Shabbos? No.
I won't. Because I'm embarrassed. But it,
embarrassed?
1 second.
I feel bad.
We'll get to embarrassment maybe later on. But the difference between the weekday clothing and Shabbos clothing is a matter of beauty, not a matter of comfort. It's not more comfortable on my body. It's only a matter of beauty. And I have no right to be pretty on the Malvus Cheshbon. So therefore, I take it away. Sorry? No, I'm not saying the smile have a problem. If you like the smile that everything is reckoned like a Beinoni, so let him have his Shabbos clothes too. Every Beinoni has it also. I'm just saying in the Maram that you see that we don't give him words like a Beinoni. You see food's different. So I'm showing you that's why food by Shabbos is also different. And Mashenk and clothing we take away. Now you want to know where did the Chinuch know, the Mabit know, that we take away your Shabbos clothing? I'll tell you where. He got it from this halacha. You take away his Big Day Meshim, it's Nefer Zehuva. You have no right to have beautiful clothing. It's a beauty. It's not because of the Gemara I say Shabbat Chagol. It's because here, you have no right. We take away anything that's pretty. That will take away from you.
There's more to Shabbos clothing in the way it looks. People have begotten that are miyuchad l'Shabbos. It's not, you don't wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. My mother, I mean, I still do it. I have to have a separate belt, a separate yarmulke. The Shabbos begotten.
And when it gets old, what do you do with it?
Huh?
And when it gets a little old, what do you do with it?
I'm not saying
so you don't.
So I have a choice.
So then you use it for the weekdays. So then you use it for a weekday.
You can't say
no, Stramla, that's challenging. Yes, that's challenging. But I'm just saying, in a regular, if it's better, if it's nicer, if it gets used a little bit, then you push it to the weekdays and you buy yourself a new pair of Shabbos, set of Shabbos clothes. So if I was miyachid, I don't wear my Shabbos suit during the week, of course not. But when it's used, then I make it now it becomes my weekday suit, and now I get a different Shabbos suit. So it's only a matter of beauty.
I understand that, but the Maisa, when it's a Shabbos suit, it's miyuchad the
Shabbos. I've had it's miyuchad, but you have no right.
I have a choice. I can throw it in the garbage. No, okay, I'll make it a week.
So that's right. So I'm just showing you that be'etzem, there's no difference between your Shabbos clothing and your weekday clothing in terms of comfort. The only difference is in beauty, and you are miyachad, your beautiful clothing to Shabbos like you're supposed to. Beautiful, Baruch Hashem. But all it is beauty. Beauty we're going to take away from you. Let me tell you over Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak and the Santa Tshuva. If it would be only decorative, then we could argue about it. And a chanami. Then maybe, I don't know if that musik even existed then, but if it's only else, the beauty shabbai, and not even the enjoyment shabbai. Okay, this is the new musik. We could turn food into a chayfetz. I hear. It takes America to do that. It's not so partial that this ever existed. All right. Let me tell you, choose munkas yitzok. A chelik hey kuf chav aleph. Maise shoyi kachoyo, there's somebody who supplied meat to butcher shops, and he did it on credit. They had terms that they paid, let's say in 30 days, by kofa, via yoim, the butcher shop is suffering and he can't pay his suppliers. So the supplier now would like to take away the butcher's freezer and his electric saw. I don't know how to say, what is electric slicer? Electric slicer, excellent. He wants to take away his electric slicer. And the shayla went to the Minchas Yitzchak. Zok to Minchas Yitzchak, that Meika Din, you have a right to take it away, both of them. Why? I mean, really, the show sort of suggests this, but Minchas Yitzchak takes it on to another level. He says, why? He says, because Be'etzem, it's an extra. Why? He says, because in the olden days, what did they do before they had freezers and before they had electric slices? when they shechted the animal, they made sure to sell all the meat right away, and they sliced with a kupitz poshut. So they used an axe, a hatchet, whatever it is, and they figured out how to slice the meat. The fact that we have electric slices and freezers, that's an extra. And just like it says by Ksus, we take away his mitznefes zehuva, and we take away his big day meshi, so too we're going to take away his freezer, and we'll take away his electric slicer. As I pass in Minkas Yitzchak, just he says, lefnim ishur sadin, that since today it's odd, all the butchers have it, lefnim ishur sadin, you shouldn't do it, you're a kehila, the supplies were a kehila supposed to go lefnim ishur sadin. He gets out why lemaisu you shouldn't be doing it, but mik adin zokter avada, you have a right to take away his freezer and his electric slicer. By me, this tshuva is merav sinigah. I don't understand the beginning of the tshuva. I don't understand anything of this tshuva. Let's play it out. How does it fit here? So he has a right from Big Day Meshi. Okay, so let's understand. Big Day,
he has it for his business.
Avada is for business. Yeah, so the butcher needs.
So he's
going to
lose.
Avadi's going to lose. He can't compete with the next guy where he's going to make sure only to shech the animal and cut if he has sellers, and if he doesn't, then it goes in the garbage. Avadi, you're going to kill his panasa, for sure. And if he has to slice with a hatchet, he'll be there all day. He won't be able to compete. The only reason why they're able to do so much is because they have electric slices, for sure. So first of all, like my pshat, the whole thing doesn't even start, because Big Day Meshi is only because of Yoifi. Here, the slice and the freeze have nothing to do with Yoifi. So, L'chair, it should be like food, and it should be like a mattress, that something which is for comfort, for a need of his, there we allow him to have even something more choshev, even like a nosha, if he was used to being a nosha, that we allow.
We never had over here anything about his working
thing. That working thing we're going to get to, Vaita. I know, but he... So the show of God started to do the working things which hopefully we'll get to shortly. But he says there is because of Ksus. You see that by Ksus, we downgrade him from his fancy clothing, so too we downgrade this butcher, because this is all kashivis, because in the olden days they did without it. So you see this is luxus, this is only extras.
It says vanity.
Sorry?
It says vanity.
Oh, so that's the second card. First of all, al tzyoifi l'chayra. Is the whole din of Big Day Meshi. There's nothing to do with Yoifet. It's comfort. Second of all, even Zozain. But it says, Kebenini, we do leave him. Kebenini, we leave him by clothing. Kebenini, we leave him all over the place. Kebenini, we zecher leave him. Any Kebenini is not what used to be 2,000 years ago. Kebenini is lefi ha-makom, lefi ha-zman. In the 20th century, Kebenini of a butcher shop meant having a freezer and having an electric slicer. Every single butcher shop did. That is a Benini. Everyone did. So how are you taking that away from him? It's Merav Sinigah, the truth.
I mean, that's
cool.
As far as you know, Moses was selling the whole home and giving Tim everything.
And, but we leave him over stuff that he needs, Kebenini.
But that's, Benini means just to eat.
Kebenini is an average person. So if it's food, it's the average person who eats. If it's clothing, it's the average person has clothing. If it's a butcher, it'll be the average butcher.
But these three, the slicer and the what you call doesn't really have to do with any of these three things.
No, so you're coming with a different plan. So you're saying the reason why we'll take away because it's not food and it's not clothing. No problem. If he would have said that, I would not have a problem. It would have to do with clay umnis, which we have to get up to. But that's not what the Minkas Yitzchak says. Minkas Yitzchak says the reason why we take it away is because it's like Big Day Meshi by Ksus that we downgrade him. Well, nothing to do with downgrading it. Kebenini, you leave him over Kebenini. Kebenini is not what used to be 2,000 years ago. Kebenini is what it is now.
Right. Which child? Why does that do what it was 2,000 years ago? It was like in the olden time. Was that do Bechla with anything?
I don't know. No, he wrote this shiva when everyone did have it, the raya, because it says, Lefim Mishra Sadin, you should leave it, because everyone has it. So he knew that everyone had it. But he says, there's only Lefim Mishra Sadin, but Kedin, it's like this. I don't understand the shiva. All right, let's move on. God. So basically, in a nutshell, if I have to make a sikkum here, if I'm right, is that if it's an item that's only for beauty, we'll take it away from him and make him like a benini. If it's an item that's comfort, like food or mattress, whatever he was used to, like a chosh of a person, usher, we do it. If he was comfort like an ani, then we'll let him stay like an ani. We don't even make him up to a benini. But if it's the basic food and basic clothing, tattered clothing, that pashut, if he doesn't have, he's being mazik his guf, that's all health, then we'll make sure always at least to leave him as a bare minimum like a benini. Those are the three dargas will come out from all these mashalim that the Mechaber and Ramah give. All right, let's continue. I should mention, God, another halacha, grada, agav, is it says over here, Mesadrin Lebal Choyv, there's a Nacho Yitzchak over here who wants to know what happens if the loiva dies and he leaves over assets and he leaves over choyvis. right? So the halacha is that the ma'av is yoyed to the yorshim, and they take away assets, and makes a gevir from the assets. Do we do misajin for yorshim? That means if the ho chayv was a yashind chayv and a yashind chiv, do we do misajim on the yashind items that were left to him to pay off the chayv? So Nacho Yitzchak, he brings kama vekama rais. His rais might not be muchach, but he brings kama rais that we are not misajin for a yorish. We're only misajin for the loiva himself. Kepshuta, we could say a partial hezbo, is that be'etzim, everything was a windfall for the yorish. You can't take away the yorishim's own nechasim. You only take away the nechasim that he yashind from his father. So it came along with a tag. You know, I got the receivables and I got the payables. The Yerush got his assets and he also got his debts. So he has to use those assets to pay up the debts. There's no Indian misogyny to this Yerush. I'm not taking anything from the Yerush himself. I'm taking all the assets of the Yashim and father, which are Meshubit, to pay off the debts. So Memela, I have a right to take it away, and I'm not misogyny for a Yerush. All right, let's continue here. Another halacha, important halacha. The ein noisnim klum. So glad that that's one of his sort of rayas, but it's not mocha, because I could tell you when the father is alive, you don't leave it to the child, because the child is independent, not his money, it's the father's money. Let the son figure out what to do with it. But now, once he's Yerush, now he's the liver, he has the money. So he already was kind of the money, so maybe we should let him have a schus. It's not mocha, but he has a couple of rayas, like I said, that may not be muchach, but that's what it comes out. Fine. Let's continue. This halakha is very important. Ve'ein noisnim klum de'elu le'ishto uvanov. That which we said, we leave him over 30 days food and clothing for 12 months, that's only for him, but not for his wife and not for his kids. Afo bishem ketanim, babies, tough. Even though he's chayiv, he has to feed for them. He has to provide for his kids and his wife. Still, we take it away. The din misanir is exeis akosif. The whole din misanir is exeis akosif. And in that exeis akosif state, that we only misanir for him and not for his family, not for his kids, not for his wife. Tough. They're going to have to go collecting. They'll do something. That's not my problem. My problem is he's my loiva, so I have to make sure that I leave him with the basic necessities. For his family, it's not my problem. That's his problem. That's his family's problem, not my problem.
So the wife's
chav
came for his
chav. So they're going to discuss it. They'll discuss these type of cheshbonos. But that's the halacha. It means even his wife's chav, even though you have a chiv to be mefarnes, so you're right. Still, we take it away, and we don't. It means at the end of the day, this is extreme. This is not stam. A loivu comes to Bezin, so even though Ainli is a great taino, but he has to be such an Ainli that he has nothing. If he has a house, if he has clothing, if he has a car, if he has anything for his wife and kids, the wife and kids have to go out on the street. That's it. There's no content. I take all the wife's clothing, all the kids' clothing, all the bikes, everything. They have nothing left. They're going to have nothing left at the end of the day, because misadrin is only for the loiva, not for his wife and kids. A guy wants to really go down this route, it's a really terrible route to go down. My cigarette is that the minig of batei din, we don't see this. We see that they leave over, we make payment plans, etc. We take away some stuff, but we don't make his wife and kids starve. Shaila is, what's going on? Like, what's the aid here? So I once asked from Nissen Karel, it's Shalita, like, what should we do? A loiva comes into Bezin, the malva wants to collect everything. Loiva says he doesn't have. The malva says, we don't have it. You're wearing a shirt. We don't have. You have stuff. Let me take everything away. Your wife has clothes. Let me take it every way. So Rav Nissen told me the following, and he's so right. In Metzis, he's so right. He said like this. He says that every time the malva does that, you'll see Tif. The reason why the malva insists so hard is because he has such an animosity towards the loiva that he thinks the loiva is mamish hurting him. He thinks that the loiva is playing with him. He thinks that the loiva really has money. And whenever he needs the money, he figures out where to get the money. If he needs something in the house, he figures it out. He really has aitzes to money. Just when it comes to me, he doesn't have money. So he is like, not insulted, but he feels like he's being played with. So therefore, you're playing with me, I'm going to play with you. To the extent you prove to the malva, and you explain to him that the loiva mamish has nothing, every malva will back off. It's just he doesn't believe it yet. And it's maisim b'chol yoyim. We have this all the time. The malva comes in and tough. And then when you start going through his accounts and his chayvis and his how much he really earns, and you mamish go through all the nitty gritty, at the end of the day, I haven't yet come across even one malva who will insist, okay, so take away the wife's clothing and kids' clothing, let them stop. Even though he came into Bezin like that. It's at the end, it's mamish this nekuda, because he didn't believe all along that the loiva doesn't have. But once he knows that the loiva doesn't have, then he's willing to back off. There's a Mendel Shafran wrote in the there's a Sefer Yoshev Atoiv. It's like a Kovitz, a Chayshem Mishpat Kovitz. So over there, he is bothered by this also. What happened? How come we don't get so tough on them? Why don't we take away the wives and kids' clothing, the wives and kids' food? So he said like this. He said, "Bizmanenu, if you'll take away everything from the women, from the wives and the kids, it's going to hurt the husband so much." Emotionally, psychologically, he's probably going to have a heart attack. He's not going to be able to walk around knowing that his wife and kids are starving to death. Memeli says, therefore, we leave over for his wife and kids because that's l'tzarech atzmai. We don't leave it for his wife and kids. We leave it for him because he's going to get so strong on the kids and wife, then you're hurting him. Forget them. You're hurting him. Memeli, that's why in today's misandrian includes his wives and kids' food and clothing. Sorry? So that's the conscience. So what happened, Amon? Amon, Matt?
Shabbos suit is any worse than this? Shabbos suit is the same gender. Come on. Same
thing.
Emotionally, a guy's going to walk into the...
I don't know if that's... And if yes, so maybe Anachani. Maybe we'll leave him over in Shabbos suit too. If you're... It should be a chiv and a tziv. It's not a chiv. His wife and kids are not a chiv on him anymore. Malva doesn't have to.
So if you're going to have a heart attack, that's not part of the sadhana.
Yeah. So I agree that I don't understand. I agree with you. I don't understand this, right? Because, first of all, to make it, because you have a psychological problem, I don't know. We never found anywhere. Of course, you can have a psychological problem. Therefore, we have to make sure to give you more. I mean, I don't know where that comes from. And second of all, and what happened to Amol? Elam, you can say Amol used to be a better kupas tzedakah, it used to be a better time chay Shabbos. So they had more what to rely on, so the kids weren't starving, the wives weren't starving. When Shem came today, they will. I don't know about that today, Baruch Hashem. I mean, unfortunately, but when it comes very severe, Baruch Hashem, the tzipa kicks in. I'm not sure what changed, but that's what he writes.
You can't lose sight of the fact that even if you don't claim anything on the children, he still owes the money, and tomorrow if he gets the money or a year...
Avadi, he'll have to pay it. Avadi still...
Avadi,
100%.
It's a question of chesed now.
A question of misogyny, right?
Faith is
belongs to the wife or the husband? Okay, we'll get to it. Her jewelry, you might be able to take. We'll have to get to it. It's a later sip. Karka is later. We're going to karka. We take away his oil. It's another sif. All right. So that's Rav Mendel Shafran. Then it comes along. There's another eitzah. The other eitzah is from the Trubus van Hoggis. That's in Chelek Dalet Simin Shin Vav. He mutches and mutches and mutches. At the end of the day, he says like this, in Tesanta Svarim, he says, there's not a nation, and there's not a civilized nation today, that when it comes to a loiva who's chayiv money, that will make him mamish high and dry, we take away everything naked and starving to death. It's not totally unheard of. Every single court system, normal court system, leaves over basic necessities for the loiva. Memeli says like this, if a bezdin will be tough, and follow the halach of misogyny like they're supposed to. Ein lecha chilul Hashem gadol mizeh.
Then why is there such a halach in Torah?
Maybe then it wasn't. Maybe the nations had a different cook. But today, that the nations feel that our civilization, to be civilized, you have to leave them for the basic with the basic necessities. If we'll go stronger, kishchut hasayah yikav adin hazor, like the din misogyny, ein lecha chilul Hashem gadol mizeh. Memeli says like this, that's bechlal v'osisa hayosha v'hatoiv, to allow him the basic necessities, l'chol apachas, l'havdol, like the goyim do, what everyone accepts as to be the basic norm, and if not, it's an achzorius. And it'll be ein l'chol chol sham galum izeh. But then he fears ois, and I'm going to quote his lashon. Mi'u nira, ki kol zeh, his svara, kol zeh, is only mitzad minik batei din. That bezdin shouldn't be tough and invoke misadrin, the strict reading of misogyn. But the loiva who really owes the money, he has to understand, he still owes this money, he's not going to have peace to his soul, he from himself, his svara is that if we're going to enact misogyn, it's a chil Hashem. So we can't do it. But the loiva has a chiv. The loiva has to give up everything, whatever it takes to pay up his chiv. Ein shalom lenafshei, actually shalom whatever he could pay. He doesn't have to. If he'll go and pay more, the nations are going to say it's a chil Hashem. Bezim didn't do it. The Lev himself did. The Lev himself has this chiyuv, because that's pashut. That these are the misogyny is also a din in the Lev. To the extent what Bezim would take away from the Lev, the Lev is mechuyv to give up voluntarily to and pay, not wait till the Malva takes him to Bezdin. He has a chiyuv. He's only allowed to keep the bare necessities. That's it. So that's it. That's all he's allowed to keep. So the Bezim shouldn't do it because it's chil Hashem. But he himself has to do it. Sorry?
That's
a tad in the halach of misogyny. That for him himself, he should know that he should be doing it. Okay, fine. That's
why tie that to the chil Hashem of the Goyim, even if the Goyim didn't act like that? Why don't you do it inside the Sisar Tova Yoshi?
No, because we understand that it's not the Malva's headache, it's the Tibra's headache. The Loiva owes mine to the Malva. The primary thing that you have to address is to pay up that chayv. Now you want to know where you're going to live? That's when you should live on the tziva. Especially because there's a concept that the malva has to carry you for the time being. But the malva is not mechuyev to carry your wife and the kids. He's not married to your wife and kids. Your wife and kids have to find somewhere else.
He doesn't have to carry more than 30 days.
Sorry?
What happens after the 30 days?
Right, after 30 days the guy is stuck. It means he has to figure out what to do in these 30 days to be able to live on. All right, so basically, Rabbi, you have different aids how to get out of this problem, but...
Wherever you read this thing from...
The Chuvitz van Hoggis, Rav Schoenbach.
The first thing is, let's say you're doing a sum. Let's say a guy owes $100,000 and the cost comes out to $25,000. He's left with a debt of $75,000. He's finished with his debt?
No, Avadi still owes it. Avada, but he's trying to say that Bezim he owes till the chut. Really, he owes till the strict rule of misogyny. He owes. He's supposed to give everything up.
After misogyny, still owes.
Exactly, but on that he's an oinus. He doesn't have the ability to pay.
No, but he still owes.
Avada. Yeah, I don't know if you're talking about the Gilgal. It could be inshallah nafsha in this world. I don't know about the next one. All right.
Peter says today that shchitus cruel, right? Shchitus cruelty.
Good, but that's stam sinas
chinam. If all the goyim take on this thing from Peter and they say shchitus cruelty,
right?
And we should stop doing shchitus.
No, avadinat. Because that's mikadin. What do you mean? That's it's veheta. Here, this is the Indian of Chayish and Mishpat. So we shouldn't aid and abet the malva to make the loiva high and dry if that's a chilul Hashem. So Sheva Tazel, we won't do it.
Why is this chiv on the tzim? To prevent chilul Hashem. Every Bezdin should charge everybody, send out a bill to everybody to prevent chilul Hashem. It's not the malva's problem.
Okay, fine. I'm giving you the suggestions. I'm saying this is Reb Nissen, Reb Mendel, and Reb Moshe. We got three aces here.
One person to pay for the prevention.
No, so he's saying, so what you should do is we should make a gevir, and then we should make sure that have the cake and eat. The mother will get paid, and the wife and kids won't starve. All right, maybe that's Tzadko Mishpa. Maybe we should do that. All right, let's continue here. Let's continue. V'noisnun loy, and we give him also sandaloy, his shoes, v'tfilin, and we give him his pair of tfilin. We allow him to have a pair of tfilin. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva in Sivkan Ches, he says, I am b'tshuvas rishmei she'elo, shekos of the talis ein noisnun loy. We'll take away his talis. The shani tfilin de huchayviz gavra. Tfilin, you have a chiv, you have to wear tfilin. Talis, you don't have to wear. If you're wearing a talis of dalal kanfis, then you have to have tzitzis. But you're not mechuyev to wear a talis of dalal kanfis. So memela will take away your talis. Meshen king talis is not a chayviz gavra. Over prad im yeshli talis katan. If he is, certainly, if he already has the mitzvah of tzitzis through his talis katan, so then we'll take away your talis gadol. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sivka Vav argues. He says avada gam hatalis ein leitlam mimena. Just like the tfilin, we'll leave him his talis as well. That's his ksus. That's his ksus. It's a basic necessity. It's just like we leave him his clothing. If he's a painter and he's a regular person, we'll leave him his basic ksus. Yid's basic ksus includes talis and tefillin. Why do we leave him his tefillin? Because it's a ksus. It's a malbush. So we'll leave him his talis as well. It's also a malbush. It's a basic necessity. A benini, every benini has talis and tefillin. No, that's not true. Because his esrig will take away and his lulav will take away. Even though there's a sefer pesukim mishpat tries to say not like that, but in Yishayna, we'll take away every mitzvah of his. That's not tavar. Tavar is it's a lavush. It's his clothing. It's a ksus.
No, chayiv means he has a chiyiv, but therefore it makes it like a ksus. Just like he has a regular garment, he has to have this garment too. But if we do a zaitika mitzvah, take it away. What is he going to do with dalad minim? He'll borrow it. What will he do with the thousand tefillin? He'll borrow it. He'll do whatever he can do. But he doesn't have to have his own. It's not a din of lechem. He'll figure out what to do. All right. Hayu umen. Now what happens if he's an umen? Noisnin loy shnei klei umnis. We give him two klei umnis. Every tool that he needs, we leave him two of that tool. We call min umen. Kegoin. Shoyacharish, he was a carpenter. Noisnin loy shnei ma'atzadin. Pirish Rashi. Duldayar belaz. Ketano. Mechalik bas nasaram. A type of a plane that... V'shtei ma'garis, two swords. Hayu loy min echad merubah min echad mu'ud. What happens if he had three swords and only one plane? So noisim lo shnayim min ha'merubah. We'll give him two from the merubah. So we'll make sure that now he could have two planes. But we'll take... the shnayim min ha'merubah, he has, again, three swords and one plane. We'll take away his extra sword. So we'll leave him only with two swords. V'chol sheyesh lo me'amu'it, and we'll only leave him with the one plane. Because if he was willing to have one plane till now, so Vaisai says he doesn't need the second plane so desperately, so Mamela will keep him with one plane. Means whatever tools he had, we normally leave him over with two. But if he had less, he was doing well with one, then we won't give him a second. Because really a normal person needs two. Every umman needs two of every item. Why does he need two of every item? It doesn't really say 100%. The pshat would be is because just in case one breaks, you know, whatever it is, maybe he needs in two locations, whatever it is. But if the guy figured out how he can do well with one, then we only leave him with one. And not only that, the Rishonim say, the Ran and the Mukhi Yosef say, that what happens if he didn't have any planes? He had three swords and no planes. And he's a carpenter. Vaisais, he figured out how to do without any planes. So again, we'll take away his extra sword, leave him only with two swords, and we won't leave him with any planes. Whatever he was used to, Vaisais, he figured it out. So we don't have to be better than what he was doing till now. Even though the Ramach and the Shita, it's mafakfek, he blives sarachin on this, but that's l'chayid ha'alacha.
Should we go buy one?
Sorry?
Should we go buy one?
That would have been the Havamina. L'moshol, if let's say you have a guy who doesn't have enough food, enough ksus for Yud Beis Chodesh, we'll buy him clothing for Yud Beis Chodesh. We'll buy him food for Lamed Yom. Whatever he's lacking, we fill in. It's not where we take the extras, but if he's under what he needs, we'll buy it for him. Right? If he has his Sram trunks, we'll take away his Sram trunks and we'll buy him food for Lamed Yom. No, that's a dimmasajin. He needs his basic necessities, food for 30 days. I understand, because people might not stack up for so long because he couldn't afford it, whatever it is. But by an umin, Vaisais, he knows how to do his umnis without that extra tool. So it's not a problem, and Mamela, that's all we need.
Why is this klar not like the Nechasi Yitzchak? Did he tell the guy to use two stones like he used, why is this?
I am.
I'm sure there was one point where they had not even this.
I hear. So you're just trying to show that it goes akol afi amok afi asman. Okay, fair enough. Ve'ein loikim. Let's continue. Ve'ein loikim kalim midmei amaruba. We don't buy him kalim from the, like I just said, from the extra. We don't use that extra money to buy him what he's lacking. Okay. Haya ikar. What happens if he was a farmer, oichamar, which is, I guess, a modern day mover? Ein noisnin loy loitzimdoy v'leichamorei. We don't leave him his temed to plow. Those are the Sman says in Sukkot Nungimel, the bottom, Timdoi Pirsha Bekorim Shu Chayish Ben, Dumya de Chamor, just like a Chamor, that we don't leave him. Ein Noisim Loi Timdoi, Velei Chamor, we don't allow him to have his Temed Baka, not his Chamor. Vechenim Ho Yasafen, if he was a sailor. Ein.
Oh,
1 second, we'll get to a minute. Ein Noisim Loi Svinasai, and we don't leave him a Svino. Afo Pisha, Ein Li Mizainis Ela Me'ela. This is his source of income. He has no source of livelihood other than from this.
But he didn't have it. How did he have income before?
No, he was a sailor with a boat till now.
And you don't give him a chamor.
No, he had one. Hayyika. Ein Noisim Loi means we don't allow him to keep his chamor, his temed, and his svina. We take it away from him, even though Shein Loi Mizainis Ela Me'elo, his whole source of livelihood is from this. We'll take it away. What's the difference between this and his tools? Ein Elu Kalim Ela Nechasim. These aren't considered Kalim, these are considered Nechasim. These are assets, they're not tools. Tools we'll allow him with the basic tools, two of each tool. Assets we're going to take away, and what do we do with his assets? V'yamachru m'shar metaltam, you sell it with all the rest of his metaltam, v'bezdin, v'yinosnu l'balchoyva, and we give it to his balchoyv. And let's let's just finish up a little bit. Vafilu imhu Talmud Chacham, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, v'teirasei umnasei, and his Torah is his umnis, and grada in the chinuch it's mavur, that just doesn't mean that this is mamish what he does all day, like terasim nasek, like in kala tergula. It means it was taka his umnis. He's a rebbe, and this is his source of income. He's a rebbe, and he needs his svarim to teach. Still, we'll take away his svarim. Ein manikin lo svarim. We don't allow him to have his svarim. Vafilu sefer Torah, even a sefer Torah, will take it away. Lefi sheheim kishan nechosim. They're just like assets. Shabachoyv goyve mehem. Bachoyv takes away assets. Tools you can't take away, but assets you could take away. Granda in the chinuch.
But I don't understand. How do you know this is an asset and that's a tool?
That is $1 million kasha, and hopefully we'll get to it in 1 minute. Hold on. Just let me just say the chinuch in Shin Nun says that vayst ois, the fact that we're taking away the Talmud Chacham's his sefer, even though it's his umnis, that's where he's the source of life. Then we say it's his asset, not a tool, not what he needs. He says vayst ois, mikan yesh raya shal haTalmud lahavi sefer l'rav. Mikan is a raya that the chiv is on the Talmud to provide the sefer for the Rebbe to teach from. But if the chiv would be for the Rebbe to have the sefer, then that would be considered his tool already. That's what the chinuch says. All right. Let's just finish one more thing. Vuadin l'makomis beis haknesses k'shem b'chal nechos shehem b'chal nechosim u'balchoyv goyve mehem. So too, if he has seats, it used to be real estate, you owned your seat in the shul, we'll take away your seat and we'll give it, we'll sell it off and we'll give it to the balchoyv. Okay, now you asked $1 million kasha. So we now know that this din is only by tools and not by assets. But what defines a tool and what makes something an asset? Rabbeisai, we find this occasionally, Baruch Hashem, rare, is that something that was so pasha to the Rishonim don't even discuss, and is so confused in the Achronim, there it is. This is one of them. You'll see that there's not one Rishon that I found, not one Kadmai, not one Paisik that lived more than 100 years ago who has even a problem. They all knew what the difference between a Keli is and what a Neches is. They all knew the difference. All of a sudden, this generation, Mamish Heintegel, you see that basically every Sefer on Erechin, any credible Sefer on Erechin, has, because this is a Gemara, has a kasha. What makes something an asset and what makes something a tool? And everyone has something to say, different than each other, but everyone has something to say. It's like this and it's like this. I saw half a dozen or more svaris. What makes something a tool or what makes something an asset? Let's try to work it out. We'll go through a couple of them. What I believe makes the difference, and it could be that's what a couple of them are saying, Pachas Ayayza. I know this is going to be hard to understand a bit, but at least in the olden days, and could be today too, with the Fush Halacha, we once did this in Reish Kav Zayin Sif Lam and Gimon, in Hilchos Anah, is that when a guy, he's a mover, and he charged for him and his sus, and he overcharged. And the shaila of Einah, and the halach is by a poil, there's no Einah. And by a schiris metaltum, there's Einah. And now he overcharged for this team. What's the team? He's a mover. So he has a truck, he has a sos, and he also has himself. He moves the stuff. So the halach is, Gepaskin Ramah, you can look it up, don't trust me, it's Gepaskin, that we're Meshah, how much went towards your service, and how much went to your sos's service. How much did the truck generate in the schiris, and how much did you generate in the schiris, and what you generate in the schiris is no anor because it's schiris payalim, and what your sus generated is yeah I know because that's schiris metaltalin. What am I showing you from there is that when I was a mover, you didn't pay me for being a mover. Mover meant you paid me and my truck to move. It's two schiris are going on. So you see that then is that the truck is not my tool. The truck is not a way that I should make money. That means to help me be a better me be a better mover, me to have my Maisa Yadayim. No, my Maisa Yadayim is one charge, and my truck is a different charge. It's called Tzchiris Metaltalin. It's two separate charges. I lump them together, and it's one charge. But B'Yisai, we take it apart. We see two Tzchiris going on here. What I'm trying to show you is that what distinguishes between a tool and these type of cases is that if it's something that generates income, so it's any neches that generates income, every asset. I have a karka that also generates income. I rent out the property. That's a neches. But if it's something that makes me a better me, makes me a better service provider, makes my Ma'aseh Yadayim better, but I'm charging you for my Ma'aseh Yadayim, if you have a carpenter and he fixes your door, you have a broken door and he comes and he screws and he fixes your door and he charges you. He charges you for his Ma'aseh Yadayim, then he also has to charge you for his screwdriver? No, no such thing. He only charges you for his Ma'aseh Yadayim. That was the charge. He can only do his Ma'aseh Yadayim if he has a screw. With that, he can't do it. But he's not charging me two separate things. So now you're going to ask me, Hagufa, so how do I know when it's two separate charges, when it's one? So I think it's simple, because we'll see if it's divisible or not. Have you ever hired a handyman for himself, but don't bring any tools? I do the tools. He's a handyman, he's a professional handyman, but he has no tools. You ever hear such a thing?
Have you ever hired a mover without a truck?
Yes. Yes, because you have both times. You could sometimes hire the moving truck without the mover, without the person. And sometimes I hire the people, I go down to 2nd Street and hire the schleppers and I have the truck. So it's divisible and it's normal. It's a normal thing to divide the two. So since it's divisible, that shows you that the two separate things going on. My Shankin, maybe you could rent a tool, but I've yet heard someone hiring a handyman that doesn't have tools. No such thing. Good, say it like that. Also, you're just bringing out the same svara. The svara is that all these things are nechasim that generate income as well. But be'etzim, it's me as one, and then my neches as a second. And we're a team, we're a duo. But he's not making me a better me, so it's two separate things. So it's a neches. My shanking tools, a plane and a saw and a screwdriver and all these things, a painter with his paintbrush. These things are his mice, it's tools that he needs. Without it, he can't be a painter. I haven't heard a painter. Okay, you're a painter, but he doesn't have paintbrushes. He has nothing. And the balabais provides everything. There's no such thing. So Mamela, him being a painter means he has to have paintbrushes. And when he charges me, he's not charging for his paintbrush. He's charging me for his painting. Grady, he brings along his paintbrushes. So that's his tools. So his claim this after leave over. My shankin over here, when it's his sphina, and it's all these things, you can have these people, the mover, even a plow, the guy who's an eco, he's a farmer. I could hire the farmer, come work on my field, right? So now I might have my own tzemed baka, so all I'm hiring him is him. Or I might hire the rent out the tzemed baka, and I'll be the farmer, and I'll do the plowing. So it's divisible. So there's a charge. Fundamentally, there's really a dual charge going on. So male, that's a neches, and it's not considered a klei umnes. Now, if you want to go to the Minchas Yitzchak story then, when you talk about a butcher shop, so... Did the butcher shop, do you know any butcher shop who has the freezer somewhere else? Oh, I don't have a freezer and I don't have electric saw or electric slicer. You want to slice it? Here, I'll sell you the meat and now you take the meat and slice it by somebody else.
But his onus is being a butcher. That is his
onus. Right. And a butcher needs a slicer.
No, a butcher can work in that as a guy who has slime to get a job.
Oh, he could be a butcher. Yeah, but I'm not so sure that's true.
Here's a guy who has a boat. He has a truss.
No, because by Shleimis is another butcher. What I mean to say is, everything. I could have a painter also. A painter has a sidekick. The sidekick doesn't have to have his own paintbrushes. The painter provides the paintbrushes. But that's practice because the sidekick is an extension of the painter. The painter provides the paintbrushes for the sidekick as well. Shleimis provides the slicer for all his butchers because Shleimis is a butcher. But I don't know any balabais, any customer, any consumer who has a slicer. Do you know any consumer has a slicer? No. So Memela, every butcher needs a slicer. You never buy, so to speak, or rent out the slicer without the butcher without slicer. So a butcher needs a slicer. A handyman needs the tools, and a butcher needs a slicer. So Memela, it's one thing. So Memela, that is his klayumness. And that's Pratin the Chinuch. Very good. The Chinuch says, excellent, I forgot to... The Chinuch says that a Talmud Chacham, if the Talmud brings along the Sefer, then it's not his Klei Umnes, then it's his Neches. But if the Talmud doesn't bring along the Sefer, because the Rebbe has to have the Sefer, then it's his Klei Umnes. What's going on? And why is it right to the same word? It's because if the other thing is having a Rebbe without a Sefer, so then his Sefer is his tool. But if there is such a thing as having a Rebbe without a Sefer, because the Talmidim bring the Sefer and provide the Sefer for the Rebbe, then you can have a Rebbe without the Sefer. So b'mele, his Sefer is a Neches. Very geschmack. That is a Chilek. There are many, we ran out of time, Rabbi, so maybe next week we'll see. There are other Pshatim, Heintike Pshatim, each one is more Mechudesh than the next. I'm not saying mine isn't Mechudesh either, but I'm giving you food for thought.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.